Praise the Lord. You're listening to the New Bethlehem Baptist Church, where Reverend William H. Walker Sr. is pastor. You can receive a copy of this message several ways. Tapes, videos, CDs, and DVDs are available to pick up at the church between the hours of 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Or you may call the church at 205-428-4659. That's 205-428-4659. Our websites are www.nbbcmin.org or www.goodnewsofjesus.org. Our live internet broadcast is aired on Sundays at 11 a.m. We now have an online store where you can set up an account for these messages to be shipped to you. You may send $4 for audio, $5 for CD, $7 for video, and $9 for DVD to 1730 11th Avenue North, Bessemer, Alabama, 35020. Each item has a $1 shipping and handling charge already attached. And parents, if you want your child from infant 6 weeks of age to second grade to start on a solid learning foundation, now is the time. Jesus Christian Daycare and School, located at 1732 11th Avenue North, Bessemer, Alabama, directly behind New Bethlehem, is that place. For more information, you may contact the Daycare and School at 205-425-5805 or 205-428-4191. And as always, we continue to pray that some lost soul who hears this message will be saved and some backslider will be reclaimed. Jesus is coming back again soon. Are you ready to meet him? Be blessed by the service, and please listen for the catalog number.
This is catalog number 92WEDM. Catalog number 92WDEM.
You can now download the Good News of Jesus app on iTunes and Play Store.
Just about. If you're not, you know just about. If you're not funny, you'll get married. Ain't I'm telling the truth.
Amen.
I'm just about funny. I'm just being honest with you. If you're just about, you're going to get married. If you don't stay together but two nights, you're going to just about get married. If you're not funny, if you're not a homosexual. I mean, just being honest with you now. Homosexuals don't get married. They get married, but, you know, not that type. God ain't dealing with that. So we hope, really from the depths of my heart, we hope we can help somebody. And I promise you, listen to me, listen. I promise you, if you just listen and bear with me, and take in what God got to say. Now this is what that booklet, this is what that little semi-booklet about. It is about the Word of God. Word of God. I'm dealing mostly with the Word of God. And we may not get down in details dealing with a whole lot of marriage tonight. Because I want y'all to listen to what God has to say first to get your foundation straightened out. And you'll know where we're coming from. You'll know where we're coming from. And this one of the most, I'll say, worst part of our marriage is we have left the Word of God. That's it. I don't care how you fix it. I don't care how many excuses you have. I don't care what you're trying to do to put in the place of it. When you boil down to it, it's nothing but we have left the Word of God. Amen. I guarantee you. You can't find nothing else in it except we just have left the Word of God. That's all. And that's what it's all about. So that's what I'm dealing with. Mostly the Word of God. Now, if you notice there, everybody have a booklet. We got 300. We got a plenty. And I really got 300. That's what she told me. So everyone do, you do have one, right? they're still coming in, so everybody have a booklet. Now, you open your booklet. Now, we're gonna deal with just the subject a little bit tonight and go on with a few more things we got to say. Notice what I say there. I said, what God said about marriage and the what? I didn't say any family. I said, what? The Christian family. Christian family. Not any family, but Christian family. This is where the problem is with many of our homes, the church, the school, the community, because we have left the word of God. No reflection, but let me say this. Do y'all not know that even ungodly folks, even sinners, they stay together better than Christians? You can agree if you want to.
Amen.
We almost, I believe from the depths of my heart, we who claim we are Christians, we make God marriage look bad. I'm talking about Christians. We make it look bad. The sinner man look at us and they watch us. We come up with more divorces than they do. Marriage belongs to God. We make God marriage look bad. Folks don't even want to get married no more. We don't abuse it and treat it and kick it and done everything to it. Folks don't even want it no more. Is anything wrong with it? Man have messed it up. But God still got it just like he fixed it. He haven't changed it. It's just we have messed it up. Trying to change it and fix it. Guess what? To fit us. It's got to fit me or else. And if it doesn't fit me, forget it. If it don't go my way, forget it. That's what we messed up right there. And that's what we're going to deal on tonight. God will. What God said. You've been watching television a long time, and you're reading books, you go to seminars, you're hearing folks talking in the barber shop, the beauty shop, on your job. But what God said. You'll be surprised the influence that folks give out that bother us sometimes. Listen to that, folks. Especially in the beauty shop. I've never been in one, but just pick my wife up. But just, especially in the beauty shop. Around the barber shop, too. Them shops. But you put them together now, men and women, both of them, you know, just about.
That's right.
If women ain't getting their hair cut, men's getting them plaid up or doing something else with it. That's right. Oh, yeah. They're together now. And that's all you hear. That's all you hear now. And it's sad. I think it's sad. We don't abuse God's marriage. How can the Christian marriage survive? That's just a question there. How can the Christian family survive? I said Christian. I'm dealing with Christian. I would always keep this in mind. I'm dealing with the church. How can the Christian family survive? How can we stand? What can keep the Christian family going on like God have told us to do? Question. What have happened to the Christian family? We have, in a sense, moved God part out of our marriage and put or replace him with our own self. Just like you know, you got something you got tied up and you push it aside and replace it with something else. That's what done happened to the Christian home. We don't push Christ out. Now, when you push something out, you replace it with something. So we replace it with our own thing. Just how I want it or else. That ring me catch it here. And when you got a, listen, when you got a miserable marriage, buddy, you miserable. That's one of the most miserable things you can be in a marriage and can't get out of it.
You're right.
I'm telling you, buddy. I'm talking for me. No, I ain't. Well, me and my wife talking about the experience. Not that.
That's not it.
I take. What I'm saying. That's some hard. What I'm saying. What I meant when I say experience, I'm talking about how I talk to so many. How I talk to so many. I don't talk to married couples. One sometimes by itself. I try to deal with them to the best of my ability. And we talk with them from the depths of my heart. Some of them almost make you cry. That's one of the worst relationships you can be in, miserable. Number one, you don't want to come home. That's right. In the depths of my heart, there's a lady that sit there and told me, she said, Reverend, I work overtime, Keith, I'm going home. Miserable. In a home ought to be a place you can go and rest.
Amen.
We make it like that ourselves. Listen, look, Jesus didn't come here to make nothing bad for us. He come to make our yoke what? Easy. Notice now, he come to make, now see, marriage don't belong to the devil, it belongs to God. So what God gonna put you in something to make you miserable? That would be a poor God. So it's not God, but it's us. We make it miserable ourselves. And when you get so that you got a wife, when you get so you got a husband, and you can't stand and look at her. That miserable, that house is miserable.
Amen.
When you hate to see her come, when you hate to see him come, it's miserable.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
You go to work with it on your mind. No wonder nurses, they get the wrong medicine. I'm not joking. And that's what folks see. Now you notice this. A happy home, you're happy everywhere. That means when I go pray for my mom, I say, Lord, watch over the doctors and the nurses. Make sure they get the right medication. Because they got problems just like we have problems. And 9 times out of 10, it comes from the house.
Yes, sir.
That where it come from?
Mm-hmm.
Policemen. They already mad. Preachers, they already hot. Deacons, already hot. I'm serious. It hit everybody. Hit everybody. So what done happened to it? Well, I heard y'all upstairs, but y'all can hear me, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, bless your heart. What have happened to the Christian husband? What have happened to the Christian father? What have happened to the Christian mother? What have happened to the Christian children? The world is just looking at us. And they don't see nothing much when it's come down to our families. And we're supposed to be the light of the world. I'm dealing with the word now. We can get down in a lot of stuff. But just listen. They looking at us. What they see? That's when they can't get no better. Here, a neighbor, a sinner living next door to you across the street, and here you supposed to be a deacon of the church, a trustee, singing in the choir, can be a preacher, anything, usher boy, and then cussing your wife, or cussing your husband, Your children stay out all night long? What kind of pattern we setting? We done this ourselves. We can't put this on God. So what done happened to them? Why can't we stay together? Now when I get to talking, now, please don't look at nobody else. I know I've got everybody singing here. Raise your hand. Who don't have a husband or a wife? Raise your hand. Okay, all right. Okay. Why can't we stay together? Look at yourself. What? No, you know, why can't we stay together? Folks get divorced now, they're like putting a cigarette in their mouth. And don't even care, think it's nothing. They brag about it now. They boast. Yes, I got rid of that nigga. Yeah, they don't care. Honey, some more out there. They not shame no more, nothing. Folks not shame or nothing no more. Brag about it. Ain't thinking about for nobody but me, my, and I. That's all they think about. That's all what's going to happen to this married thing. It's just self. Self-centered. And that's not God's way. That's where we're messed up. Not his way. Certified or else. And that's where we're messed up at. All have mercy. Christian family all over the United States, they ain't going out to the United States, I'm staying in the United States. All of them, they are looking for answers for miserable and bad marriage. They're looking for answers. I'm talking about all over the United States, talk shows got the answer. Book writers got the answer. Beauty shops got the answer. On the job got the answer. And ain't but one answer.
That's right. That's right.
Talk about it. And this the right. Word of God.
Amen.
From the depths of my heart. This way that. This way that. You can look everywhere you want to go, trying to find some peace. You'll never find it until you turn and put Jesus back in it.
Amen. My Lord.
We're supposed to be Christian, don't we, y'all?
Amen.
Well, somebody messing up. Somebody messing up somewhere in that family. I guarantee you. Somebody messing up. And I'm telling you now. Stick to this in your mind. The biggest hood is nothing but selfishness.
Yeah.
I had learned that. I had learned that myself. I've been married 40 years, me and my wife. We've never been separated. Not because, hey, we were good, but because of the grace of God.
Amen.
40 years. I got a dog. I got two dogs. I see one. Where the other one is? She here? She gone?
She in the back.
In the back. That man. 40 years. Hallelujah. So we come up with all kind of solution trying to solve the marriage problem. But we never want to really face the real source of the problem. Y'all notice that. I counsel a lot. I just listen at folks talk. You got to listen first, ain't you?
Yeah.
You got this from school. You got to listen. The teacher said, when you're counseling now, don't you out talk them. You let them talk. Just listen at them talk. But you notice. I noticed this, boy. I let them talk, but they never really get to the real source of the problem. They talk all around. The teacher told us this. He said, first, they got to trust you. They don't really trust you. That's why you don't come right out with it. This happened to me. I have talked to a couple about 2 hours once. And it slipped out the real source. And it was just about 2 hours up now. And they kept on talking, and it slipped out. I said, that's your problem right now. You never told me. Folks don't want to face the real thing. They want help, but they don't want to face the real thing. You can't kill no tree by hitting the limbs. You got to get to the root of the problem. If you want help, you got to get to the real source of your problem. And we try to dodge it. And that's what don't happen. We try to dodge the real thing. We don't want to face it. And especially if it's on me. It's just a very few folks, honest, they just said, it's the realm is me. It showed me realm. I like to hear folks talk like this. What do you mean? The only me have me around there sweating around there trying to figure out what to tell a folks. I'm serious. I mean it. Just go on. If it's you, you know it's you. What you coming in my office for? You know it's you. You know it's you. That means I hate to talk to one on one. I like to have both of them together. And when you got both of them together, then they facing one another. And then, you know, if they lying, they'll know it. Come, I don't know. I'm just listening to what you said. And that's all I can do, just deal with what you said. And I ain't going to talk about the other party. I'm just going to get you straight with yours. But you're going to talk about the other so bad sometimes. And sometimes they come on one-on-one. Sometimes they say, "Reverend, nah, they know they don't want to really tell me." Say, "Oh, I haven't been so good on myself, Reverend, but blah, blah." You know, been talking about the rest of them all. But they hate to face the real problem. Since I've been married, I learned a lot. Boy, I still got a lot to learn. Okay, I'll get to something else a while. We never really want to face the problem. But a marriage problem, I don't find out, is from within. From within. It's your attitude. Ain't that right? It's not from without, it's from within. A marriage problem, I say it's from within. Something on the inside bothering you. That's where the problem is. And if you don't watch yourself, it, with your attitude, then the behavior begin to act out. That's right. It's an inward thing, y'all. Because we're dealing with God. And up to us. And I have learned this. We cannot go to a store and pick up something to fix a bad and a miserable marriage. And that's what we really want. We won't go take a pill, it's all over. That's right. That we won't. That's what we want. We just really, Reverend, I think I got a tablet. I ain't got no tablet for you. I ain't got nothing but the word of God. Got no tablet, I ain't got no pill.
Yes, sir.
That's what the average one wants. Overnight deal. There ain't no overnight deal. God knows ain't overnight. It's a continual process. When you leave a preacher, a pastor office, wherever you go, and want counseling, and tell you what to do, you leave out the office, pray, everything all right, feeling good. But that same devil was at your house. He was sitting in the pastor's study with me. He heard everything you said and I said too. And just time you don't watch yourself walk right out that door. If you don't watch yourself, you do the same thing if you don't watch yourself.
That's right.
You just got to make up your mind, I'm going to do what God said do.
Right.
The same devil right there with you. Every moment he right there with you. And you think you're going to have him overnight. Just get a tablet and think it's over. No, it's not, buddy. It's got to be something that you got to do and he or she got to do, whatever, how you want to fix it. So the answer to a bad marriage is we got to turn back to what God would. We got to turn to what would. What good is God would if we don't believe it and don't obey it?
Amen.
What good is it? What good is God would if we don't believe it and don't obey it? What is for? Just make me feel good. That's all. Just read it and quote it. You got to believe it and you got to obey it. We can get up and quote it. We talk about it. We preach about it. We pray about it. But when it comes down to doing it, we will not do it.
Amen.
You got to do it, buddy. And I can tell you this night, and somebody here can bear me out. When you obey God's word, God gonna bless your life. He gonna bless it. Now his word is all we got. That's what I'm dealing with. See, now his word ain't gonna change for nobody. And that's what happens. See, we trying to load God standing. His marriage is standing. We're trying to bring it down, but God ain't going to move it. In other words, he got it fastened in heaven with some big old bolts on it. Can't nobody take it loose. It's fastened. It's fastened. It's fastened. The Bible said it's settled. My word is settled in heaven. Man can't get his hands on it. It's settled. So he ain't going to change it. So when we go against it, you got to stand the consequences. I'm talking about Christians now. We ain't dealing with sinners now. Nothing but Christians. You got to stand the consequences when you go against God's word. It ain't going to change. Sister Cook, read something. She said she's going to read something. Where's that for me? Go to Proverbs. Just read that where I got that now. Hell, the Proverbs. Y'all turn to Proverbs there. 35 and 6. Everybody have a booklet. Okay, bless your heart. Can you see? You ready? Go on, sister.
Every word of God is pure.
Yeah.
He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar.
Lord have mercy. He is a shield. Y'all get that now? When you obey God's word, he is a shield to you. He protected you. He covered you. When you obey it, he take care of your family. Just like we pray, Lord, take care of my children. Cover them with the word of God. That's the covenant that he shield you with. When you obey his word. We hate to obey God's word. We hate to do it because we give it in to our make. Ain't that right? We hate to give in to one another. We hate to give in to one another. We hate it. We can't stand it. And that's where your problem comes right there. Hate to give in to one another. Read the next one, sister. Y'all just got to bear with me now. I ain't going to be running over this because I'm got to bring my foundation. And that's the word of God. Come on, sister. Read the next one from Proverbs. Isn't that Proverbs? No, Psalms. 89. Okay.
Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven.
Lord, have mercy. Well, somebody go up there and take it loose. It's settled in heaven. You can't even reach it. I said that to say this. I don't care how man trying to change marriage, God's marriage plan. Christians supposed to stand on God's word. I don't care what the White House saying. You got to stand on God's word. Because after a while, it's going to be so bad. And I told y'all, we haven't seen nothing yet. It's going to be a couple one day walk down some church aisle. Two men holding hands. Two women holding hands. Say, we won't be a part of this membership. This my wife. This my husband. And they ain't going to want to take them in. Say, we can't accept you like this. Well, we're going to sue you. We got our license like everybody else got their license. It's a law. We got married. So now you got to take us in. Now, who's going to be ready to stand? Or you going to be scared to stand? And some of y'all right now, if somebody walked down the aisle Sunday like that, and I said, we ain't going to take y'all in. Well, we're going to sue you. And some of y'all I'm looking at right now. I say, you just got to sue us, baby, honey. All right. I'm still getting some of y'all. Some of y'all will look at me, well, you ought to go and do it. You're supposed to stand up there with me.
Amen.
These folks sue you. So what? Yeah. Let me go to jail. Y'all stay in there, pay for the church. You got to stand up. On God's word. I don't care what the federal government says. You got to stand up on God's word. Yourself. God ain't going to change his word. I don't care how many generations come on. God ain't going to change his word. Read the next one there, sister. Matthew 24. Now, that 24 is supposed to be 25. I messed up with Arthur Hayes messed up. I mean, not Sister Hayes. I missed that Sister Vincent. So So I take the blame. I must have put down there. But it's supposed to be Matthew 24:35 instead of 24. I mean the 34, okay? Is y'all hot in here? You hot? Okay, good. Okay. Okay. Matthew 24:35.
Heaven and earth shall pass away.
Yeah.
But my words shall not pass away.
I don't care what. Everything gonna pass away, but my words shall not pass. Now let me say one word about that. We're going on. Now what God's saying here, now if you stick with my word, if you just stick with my word, I'm going to take care of you. I don't care what other folks doing. I don't care what they're saying. Before my word shall fail, I get rid of heaven and earth first.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All right. Now look at Revelation 22:18-19.
For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book.
Lord have mercy.
And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book.
Y'all see how important the word is?
Yeah, man.
You see how important the word is? It's danger to add to God's word. It's danger to take away. And that's what we're doing now. We adding and taking away. That means we're catching hell. Christians doing it, y'all. Christians. Christians are taking away God's word and putting in what they want to be put in. Some denominations doing the same thing. Denominations, they're doing the same thing. Now, let me say this. A marriage, I said, is no marriage that is able to say, my marriage got it made. I'm going to say that again. It's no marriage able to say that my marriage got it made. Ain't nobody marriage got it made. You got to pray, watch. You got to obey all the time. The devil will use little things to tear your marriage up. Overnight, you can be just a happy honey, yeah, sugar, darling. But buddy, in the morning, four more morning. You be hard divorced in the morning. So you ain't got it made. You got to watch. You got to pray all the time. The devil always there. The devil never go nowhere, take no rest. He there to tear your marriage up. Ain't nobody got it made. No, I don't care how long you've been together. Folks been together 40, 30 years, 20 years, 50 years. Get divorced. So, hey, you ain't got it made. You got to pray just like somebody else. You know what I found out? I found out marriage is something you got to keep on learning.
Yeah.
I don't care. Look here, it don't go by how old you are when you get married. You still got to learn how to stay together. Because it's not your age. It's just you staying together. Because you just got married because you're 45. Oh, you ought to know how. You don't know nothing. You stayed with nobody yet. It's so easy to look into somebody else's house, boy, and say, blah, blah, blah. But you get to stay with somebody. See, folks change when they move in. I know I'm telling the truth.
Amen. Amen.
They change. When they move in, they change. It's darling, honey, sugar, I love you like a honeycomb. Stay there a little while. You look like a shoe now. And a run over shoe. Folks change when they get married. They change. So ain't no marriage got it made. Overnight, your marriage can get up in the morning hollering, I'm leaving.
Yep.
Over little teeny weeny thing, we'll get to them things for the week over. Little teeny weeny thing. Tear your marriage up. That we don't even be paying no attention. We be looking at them big things. Kind of committing adultery. Staying out all night. God will tear your house over a little thing you ain't paying no attention to.
Amen.
I done find out that little teeny weeny thing. Insignificant. Don't mean nothing. But they'll get next to somebody. The devil used to tear your house up.
Amen.
Little thing, he'll tear your house up over a little thing. So we call Christian marriage is the best. Okay, it is the best. But we done made it miserable. This thing that we call marriage, I find out in my experience, it's strange and very strange. Now, I haven't got to my book yet. I'm just got some more stuff here. I'm setting it up here now. This thing, I ain't joking about it. Marriage is strange. Very strange. Two persons become one. That's strange. I don't know, and that is strange. And you never get to a point that you know it. You know it. Uh-uh. Boy, my wife can pop up with something new every day. And I can pop up with something new every day myself. Y'all get my point? Strange, boy. You don't get to a point where you just sell and got it made. No, sir, it's strange. You watch how strange it is. It's going to be so. Now, watch this. Now, it's really not a pattern that we can go and pick up the pattern of a marriage by another marriage.
That's right.
This not this good now. But this is what we're messed up at, see. We all like to pattern our marriage after another marriage. It don't work like that. See, now for instance, now y'all no, I'm a little fella. I go to the store and buy me a pattern, a suit for me. See, I wear a suit, I wear a 40 long, just in case you want to buy me one, 40 long. I'm just kidding, look now. See, I wear a 40 long. I'm getting me a pattern. What I look like, give me a pattern 55 long. I'm getting me a 40 long, ain't that right? All right. Now, if I got a 40 long, talking about a marriage, now, here you go watching nobody. Now, I can't get this pattern to Reverend Jackson.
That's right.
Because Reverend Jackson was about 62. Right? I didn't care, no, Reverend. But that pattern will not fit him, would it, y'all?
Amen.
You can't look at nobody else married and call yourself some pattern out there. Why, Reverend? Because we are different. We are different. We got different minds. We got different attitudes. We got different ways. That means it's strange. Ain't no problem you can go pick up. It's strange. God gave us something. Listen at this. Listen. God gave us something really we can't fully understand. You may not agree with it, but you don't really fully understand marriage. You don't. But God's word will fit the marriage if you obey. But you don't fully understand it. We just got married because we want a woman, want a man. Hallelujah.
What you said, preacher?
Hallelujah. God gave us sex. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But we just got married. Because she's pretty or something. Handsome and all like that or whatever. But we got married. But we don't really fully understand it. Ain't no pattern. We are different. So that's what messes up sometimes. We try to pattern our marriage after somebody else. That's their pattern. That's not your pattern. Because you got different. You don't think of that. Ain't that right?
That's right.
So you can't do it that way, so it don't work. Now, what have really happened to us? We have, man have made a crash into God's word. In other words, man have ran into an intersection with God and crashed. Because he will not obey God's word when it comes down to marriage, so he crashed right there. He had a crash. He ran into God's word when it comes down to marriage. I don't like the way it is. So
So I'm going to change it. That's where he crashed right there. Now, when you get to the intersection, if you don't stop, you got a stop sign there. See, everybody don't stop. You can stop if you want. You got an option. Keep on going if you want. If you keep on going, you're going to get penalized by violating the law. Ain't that right?
Right?
Same way when you stop, when you don't stop, when you don't stop doing against God's word, you run or violate God's law. And then you get penalized. And then your marriage started going down. And that's what happened to so many of us. Our marriage started going down, started going backwards. I don't find out that God's way is not our way. God's way and man's way have are not the same, but they are different. And man's little old thoughts have ran into God's great big old thoughts. And it is man who have a problem with God and not God with man.
Right.
Now, let me tell y'all, now I'm going to get to the main thing here now. When the main thing, then we get to our lesson after a while, if I had the time. Man self, listen, man self, S-E-L-F, man self. Self have a problem with God's way. It's very important. Listen now. I'm going to hit one of the main nerves of marriage. Problem. Right here. Listen now. Man self have a problem with God's word.
Yes.
Self have a problem with God's word. God get in the way of man self. He gets in the way of man self. Self got a problem with God's word. Hallelujah. And I have found out this thing, that being born again, God's way, what get rid of man self. Y'all ain't got me yet.
Mm.
Some of y'all get that next week.
Amen.
I'm going to say it again. I said this thing that called born again, what get rid of man self.
Yes, sir.
Our self is our biggest problem. Born again, get rid of self. All right now. Stick with me here now. Self. Something about self is the problem to many homes. Self. Self, yeah, self. Self is nothing but I, me, and mine. That's all self is now. I, me, and mine must be pleased. I got to be pleased or else. Me got to be pleased or else. My got to be pleased or else. The first thing of following Jesus is denying what?
Self.
Born again, get rid of what?
Self.
The first step of following Jesus is what? Denying what?
Self.
Denying what? Self. You got to what? Deny self. That's the first step. We're dealing with Christian marriage, right? God's way not my way. God's thoughts not my thoughts. God said, now I know what I'm doing. I got to get rid of that self. If I can get rid of self, they can stay together. See, when you get, listen. When we get rid of self, I'm forgetting about myself and start following Jesus. Not my laws no more, but Jesus' laws. Not my way no more, but Jesus' way. Not my thoughts no more, but Jesus' thoughts. And Jesus' thoughts say love folks who hate you.
Amen.
Get your Bibles. Sister Cook. Turn to Matthew 16:24. Oh, boy, boy. Boy, this is it here. Yeah. I mean, this is it, boy. God gave me this today. That'd be on Brad Brown. He gave me that today. That'd be had to bring that today. It's hot, right off the press. right off the press. I said, hallelujah, that's it. Self in the way. Itself. That's what born again is all about, to get rid of self.
Amen.
You will never stay together with your wife. You'll never stay together with your husband until you get rid of self. And self ain't nothing but me, I, and mine. So many women went home because of me, my, and I. Not satisfied. So many husbands. You got a little chicken men's husband. You ain't cooking like my mama. Better you ought to marry your mama. Hallelujah. You didn't marry your mama. He ain't that right, y'all.
That's right.
That's what you say, ain't no pattern, isn't that right, y'all? Ain't no pattern. You can't go pick up no pattern. This thing comes from within. This an inward thing. This thing belongs to God. If the devil had to put it together, we can deal from the outside. But this an inward thing. You got to get this thing straight on the inside, and then it will come out on the outside right. Come on, sister, read that for me.
Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
Lord have mercy. Didn't he say that? All right. And if we don't want to get rid of self, our marriage will not be covered by the blood of the Lord. Y'all better get that right. You better put that down. That's important. If we're not willing to get rid of ourselves, our marriage will not work. I'm telling you now, that's it. This is it, buddy. If you're not willing to get rid of self, Jesus said, that's the first step of following me, is denying yourself. But folks hate to get rid of self. Jesus came here to take our self from us. Ain't that so? That's a bad Jesus. He came here to take our self from us. He came here to take our I, me, and mine from us, that we may live him. All right? Now, I got stripped to back me up on that. Come on, Sister Cook. Y'all got your Bibles? Philippians 3, 7 and 8. Philippians 3, 7 and 8. Philippians 3, 7 and 8. Hallelujah. Now watch this now. Self. We too selfish in the home. You've got to give it up. Hey, not for unrighteousness now. Now we get that straightened out now. Not for unrighteousness now. Now don't let your husband make you drink whiskey. Gambling, all that kind of junk. Go get that straightened out right now. I ain't shame me to do nothing wrong. Ain't that right, y'all?
Right.
I'm going to let my light shine before my make. Ain't that right?
Amen.
Trying to draw him now. That's all he want me to do, to get like him or get like her. You in bad shape. Both of you in bad shape then. One light ought to draw the other light. That's what the Bible teach that. Come on, Sister Cook.
But what things were gained to me, those I counted lost for Christ.
Now, see, y'all see that now? Getting rid of self now. No things that I used to do before I got married. I'm not getting rid of self because I'm going to get me a mate. I'm going to get ready to get rid of myself. All of my little ways that I thought I wanted to be like. I'm got to meet another man. I'm got to meet another woman. I'm got to stay with one. And I know everything I do ain't going to please him. And some of them things, I'm just got to give up. What you staying out for that long?
That's right.
Who you with?
Amen.
You got your wife at home.
Amen.
You don't want her to stay out that long, do you? Huh? Here you busting in the house 2 o'clock in the morning. She better not stay after 9. You'll get you on the killer.
Right.
And she said she went to church too. You got to give up some things. You got to get rid of self. Read on, Sister Cook.
Yea, doubtless, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord.
Lord, I'm listening.
For whom I have suffered the loss of all things.
Listen to that.
And do count them but dung that I may win Christ.
I'm going back to bone again now. I'm going back to bone again now. See, we both be Christian, right?
Yes,
that's what God got to get rid of out of us. Get rid of self. You can handle it when you get rid of self. So now, if we getting rid of self, so we not following Jesus. So Jesus got laws. Born again folks both to cleave to his laws. Because you don't got rid of self. But that's the problem. We don't brought self back in the house. But we come to church, he my head, he my God. But when you get home, I'm the head and the God. They'll come here and say hallelujah, go there, shout it, and hit folks all across the head and everything. And time to get home before you leave Jesus right here and go home with yourself. Pick yourself again, time to lift out the door. Well, come on, self, let's go. Sometimes women don't mean no harm. You know, sometimes we got more women come to church than men, ain't that right, y'all? And sometimes when men don't come to church, you know, they be at home ungodly men and don't know the law. You know, she just left church. Boy, don't shout it. Time she get in the door. You ought to kick yourself to church. You no good scum. She cussing, she cussing right back. That's why you mess up, you cussing right back. The funny thing, oh, you gonna be a Christian. I mean, y'all don't live with nothing. That's what happened to you. That's what they said. You ain't nothing. You ain't nothing. That's all you want, a good excuse. You just got to leave him. I'm gonna get to that after a while, though, boy. I'm gonna get ahead of myself. You just got to leave him alone. I be trying to help y'all women. Y'all think I'm trying to trick you. I'm trying to help you. Y'all think I be trying to help y'all women. I wouldn't be telling y'all a lie. Amen. But y'all think I'm trying to trick you because I'm a man. I'm your pastor. I be trying to get you the key, but you don't even want it. I'm not going against the Bible. I got the Bible to back me up, and you still don't believe me.
Amen.
But you don't believe me. And don't believe God's word, and you read and don't believe it. God ain't trying to trick you.
Amen.
But you can't get rid of self. You can't make no man do nothing.
Amen.
You got to use the stuff God said use.
Amen.
Can't make no grown man do nothing. I got one more strip here. I got to get this one because it's very important. Galatians 2:20. Galatians 2:20.
I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live.
Mm-hmm.
Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me.
Lord, have mercy.
And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God,
all right,
who loved me and gave himself for me.
Listen. Now, Sister Cook, they were still turning pages. Call it stripped out again. Galatians what?
Galatians 2:20.
Now read it slow for me again, because they're still turning pages. I'll wait till you get through. See, this is very important. We gotta get rid of self, ain't we, y'all? See, Paul teaches how to get rid of self. Born again is getting rid of self. That's what born again for. You gotta get rid of yourself. You gotta get that Adam out of you. See? After Adam sinned, you got to get him out of you now. That's the old man. You got to put on a new man. And the new man is Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Now, Chris Took, I want you to read that real slow. This is very important, y'all. It's very important. This is what we hate to do, give up. Fail. Now listen, come on, Sister Cook.
I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live.
Don't read so fast to get to me.
Yet, not I.
Yeah.
But Christ liveth in me.
Christ what?
Liveth in me.
Everybody say, Christ.
Christ.
Liveth.
Liveth.
In me.
In me.
Christ.
Christ.
Liveth.
Liveth.
In me.
In me.
So you got Christ in you then. Well, Christ's not selfish. Christ gave up himself. He left heaven and gave up himself for us. But we don't want to give up ourselves for our husband, not our wife. We don't give up. We don't want to give up. Come on, sister, finish the fight.
And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
All right. Now, God is long-suffering. I mean, deal with self now. Deal with myself now. Ain't God long-suffering? Yeah. When the fruits of the Spirit is what?
Long-suffering.
All right. Hold it long. Long-suffering. All they're saying, you got to suffer along with one another. That's what it means now. Suffer along with one another. Put up with one another. You got to put up with one another. Suffer along with one another. Get rid of self. Suffer along with one another. Bear one another burden. No, you ain't got no perfect woman. No, you ain't got no perfect man. You got to put up with one another. Oh, boy, boy, boy. Self got to get out the way. Self don't want to do it. Self say, I got to be pleased. Or else. Mm-hmm. And that's where our problem is. So now, coming out here this week, I ain't got no pattern. I don't have no pills, no tablet. Nothing but the word of God. And I guarantee you, brother and sister, if you do what the word of God says, God knows your marriage will turn all the way around.
Amen.
We had to give it up.
Amen.
We don't want to give it up. Ain't no problem. Now watch this. Watch this. See, we think different. I'm looking at somebody that's married. Now, Brother May can go open his door for his wife every day, every time. He's just used to doing it. Open the door for his wife. Church door, house door, car door, every time. All right. Now, and he learned the law. Well, here come McClain. He don't open his door for his wife, everything. They ain't got no problem with that. If they happy, he don't open the door for his wife, so they happy. They in the law. Ain't nobody else got nothing to do with it.
That's right.
Y'all see, no pattern? Ain't no pattern. We try to make, we try to put an emphasis on little things like open the door.
Amen.
Ain't no problem. Some women cut the grass. I'm talking about with a husband. Well, you got that with the husband cutting the grass, hey, and just to mush his heels, and they out there doing it, and they getting along in the law. Well, over yonder, this woman ain't about to cut no grass. But if her ain't worried about it, they're getting along. What you got to do with it? Ain't no problem. That ring is so strange about a marriage. It got to come from within. Oh, we just look at somebody else. But you got all the way down here. Here a man cook. Cook for the whole family. They happy in the Lord. Well, next door, this fella here don't even boil water. They just happy in the Lord. So that's what I'm trying. Ain't no pattern. This man who ain't never told his wife he loved her. Ain't never told he loved her, but he proved he loved her. He not lips, but he do it. He does it. So him, man, over here, boy, he always said, baby, I just love you, honey. Don't y'all know some men like that? All we doing, you know, ain't nothing wrong with that. That's his way. They getting along, everybody in the law, so everybody don't like it, isn't that right? So everybody happy, right? Ain't no pattern. But what happened to us, Brother McLean, we started looking at what we may do. And then this wife will go home and say, may open the door all the time for his wife. You didn't marry me. You didn't marry me. You let a little something like open the door bring a mess in your house? Just slip and open the door. You ain't gonna die coughing. You got to open the door. We peeping out our window watching somebody else and tearing our own marriage up over a little old mess. We not alike. That being is so strange. It comes from within. It's an attitude. It's an attitude. It's from the inside. So we get to pattern ourselves after other marriage and tear our marriage up. Long as you in the Lord and pleasing the Lord, little things like that don't amount to nothing. And God ain't pleased with us when you do things like that. Oh, hey, look at self again. Now, giving in is one of our biggest problems. Giving in to my mate ways. Not all of them. Because all of them run you crazy. Not all of them. Some, listen. See, notice, you got some ain't hitting on nothing. So both of us have some not hitting on nothing.
Yes, sir.
Both of us. Amen. Ain't hitting on nothing. Amen. But what am I going to do now? Hey, you don't got married. I don't got married. But now I find out he's not what I thought he was. Or she's not what I thought she was. First of all, you kind of compare with somebody else. Thought your marriage going to be just like this. Yeah. Different folks, different strokes. Don't act alike. But now you find out he got some ways that you... Not bad ways. Don't get me wrong now. Everybody got different ways. But not real bad. But you can't take that little bad way. Keep putting up with yours. That's selfish. That's what you call a one-sided man. You got to get rid of self. It ain't killing you. You got some men do a lot of things. Don't even pick the clothes up when they get through pulling them off. But y'all old ladies, me and all pick your clothes up there. Oh, sorry, man. Now y'all pick your clothes up now. I don't care what you say. Now stop leaving them old clothes laying all around the house now. Okay, all right. I bought it in free. Y'all women all give me $5 for that. I've got one more thing. Brother McLean, go back in my office. I got an apple back there.
Okay.
And go in the kitchen, and if you find a knife, bring me a knife in. I got an apple on my desk. And then we're going to get back close, catch you tomorrow night. I'm going to show y'all something. I want to show you something. Show you something. See, self is our problem. And y'all see this, don't you? You got to give in some.
Man.
I had to learn that from the depths of my heart. I had to learn that. I got old and learned how to be a husband. After I started preaching and getting in the Word of God, you'll learn stuff.
Yeah.
You'll find that you ain't got nobody perfect. Ain't nobody pushing. And when you're married, this, hey, when you leave this one, this, I don't got tired of this. I just don't like her ways. I don't like his ways. Go pick up nothing. She got some ways. He got some ways. It may not be the same, but it's still some different ways. You just got to have to learn to live with one another. Thank you, Brother McLean. Okay. Now, I'm going to show y'all something, and then we're going to close. I said 8 o'clock, then. Okay. Y'all see that apple? I'm going to cut it. It's whole, right? I'm going to cut that apple. Split that apple right down here. Okay. Two halves. When you get married, you got another half somewhere. You just half. It's another half. You had to pray for your other half. If you mess around there and get the wrong half, why is it very important? I mean that, see, you had to pray for your half. See, God brought us together, didn't he? He said, a man ought to leave his father and mother and join himself to a wife if he become no more twin. One. So, hey, you got to go find your head. It's something about these halves that God gave me, I believe, will help some of you. Now, if these halves God putting together, first of all, something in this half over here that this half needs. Something in this half over here that this half needs. And God know who to put together. Here, this half over here may not know how to manage money, but he's been born again. But this over here know how to handle money. So now when they come together, they'll be whole. And that's what God does. Everybody, somebody lacking something in your life. I lack something. My wife lacks something. But when we go together, we got the whole thing together.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And that's why you got to find out how to help my head. You ain't there to pick out, to take away everything I have got, but to put in.
Amen.
You ain't there to get married to take out nothing, but to put in something.
Amen.
That means you got to stop letting folks put you together. Let God put you together.
Amen.
When the halves come together, you got a whole. Now we know how to manage the house. I'm going to say one more thing. Then we're going. Start tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. This. Now, some men, some marriage, can have different bank accounts. Just as happy as a lark. Ain't that right? Some marriage can't take that. All of them not the same. But they in the law. Long as they happy, they in the law. Long as they happy, they in the law. So, folks, if we can get rid of self tonight, because we got three more nights, four more nights to go. If we can get rid of self, God gave me that heart off the press today. If we can get rid of self and give it to God and stop being selfish in our marriage and start giving in and start standing out with our mouth poked out, God knows that marriage would be better. I mean that. You just can't have your way all the time.
Amen.
That's a one-sided marriage. And we're going to get a little deep in that thing after a while. Because some of us, we try to hold out to make one another fall in line with us. We'll get in that later on. Hallelujah.
Let us stand. You got to hear Moses and the prophet. You got to hear Walker. You got to hear the preacher. That means the Bible says you can't hear without the preacher. But y'all think we just putting on up here. Think we having fun. Some of them may be having fun, but Reverend Walker ain't having no fun. The only fun I'm having it in Jesus. Listen at this. Listen. If you got some pants, now just a loving pan. He been down the highway. He know where the ditch falls. He know all the bad spots. And his child got to go that same way. I guarantee you, if he love his child, he going to tell him, now you stop that charming. You watch blah, blah. You watch blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. You watch blah. Now, if you don't love him, you going to say, go on, child. Have your fun. But a real pound going to caution you. Some pastor play with you, but Reverend Walker ain't going to play with you. I'm got to give an account of you. That's what the Bible said. And I don't want to get up there and say, Reverend Walker, you ought to told them folks the truth. You know that was a hell. I told you it was a hell. And I'm going to get up and try to keep friendship with you to tell you, everybody going to heaven. That's a lie. Everybody ain't going to heaven. That's the condition to go to heaven. And that would bother me. I told you all that week, that disturbing me. How folks can come to church and still follow ungodly folks. That disturbed me. You heard the gospel, but yet still you feel like everybody's going to heaven. You don't care how they live. Oh, brother, here. Now, watch this. Hold on, my son. Now, folks that go to hell and heard the gospel, they're going to be remembering all the time. He sure told me. But it's too late. Lord, I didn't know. Aunt Walker told you.
That's right.
Walker told you. So you can get out there and with your crying and thank God we have mercy. Mercy ain't present there no more. You're like a lot of us right now get out of things doing because we started crying.
That's right.
That's all it's going to be, number weeping and gnashing of teeth throughout eternity. Look what the Bible says. After this gospel have been preached into all the world for a witness to all the world, and then the end will come. Notice now, for a witness, he said everybody going to be saved, but a witness that you heard the gospel. And when you get up there and holler, I didn't hear the gospel, say you lying. For a witness. My job is just to preach. I can't make nobody get saved. But if you miss it, the gospel don't go get you up yonder. Jesus can't come back until the world had heard the gospel. For they won't have no excuse. And nobody in New York State got an excuse. And the gospel just about have been preached all over the world. You can look for Jesus to come back anytime now. Lord, how much. He gave us eternal life. Now listen to this. The wages of sin is what?
Death.
What are you talking about? Everybody died. He ain't talking about that kind of death. No. Talk about that kind. See that the devil deceive you. And the ungodly man, they look at church folk die, preachers die, deacons die, ushers die, all folks die. They feel like we just dead. The wages of sin is what?
Death.
Talking about a spiritual death.
Yes,
he ain't talking about no physical death. Spiritual. Talking about your inside. See, anybody fail to get in life to Jesus and go to hell, that's a spiritual death. That's what he called a spiritual death. But he had a conjunction. But the gift of God is what? That means you're going to live forever throughout eternity with nothing but peace and joy. Both of them eternal. Both of them everlasting.
Let the Jehovah's Witness keep on telling you there's no hell.
Uh-huh.
And that's all folk want to hear. There ain't no hell.
That's right.
But it there. That means Jesus said, vineyard is mine. How you going to pay folk back who ain't never got paid back?
That's right.
If vineyard is mine and I'm just going to die and over it, well, who, all them folk them treat folk like dogs.
There you go, Rev.
Killed folk ain't never went to, jail. Paid the lawyer, get them out of it. How are you going to get paid then? They going in up and justify. But they got to meet the law. That means Jesus, my vineyard is mine, I shall repay, said the law. Ain't nobody going to get away with nothing. You better get born again. You going to die. And you gone somewhere.
Yes, sir.
Boy, right. Told y'all last week, he gone home. Everybody going home.
Yeah.
It's just where you make your home.
Yeah.
Ain't no split liver.
No, sir.
But our Father told us he's going to prepare a place for us.
Yes, sir.
He said, in my Father's house, how many mentioned?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I may not have a big old house on the hill, but I got a mansion we don't.
Yeah, we got one now.
There's one now. Glory to God. There is a hell. Listen at this. If it no hell to miss, what good of Jesus coming into the world?
All right.
Think now. You got to think now. Think now. I'm going to say it again. If there is no hell to miss, what good of Jesus coming into the world? Think now. What he come here for? He said, I come to seek and to save that which was what?
Lost.
All right, lost. That means you're on your way to hell.
Yeah.
I'm seeking folks who lost because they're on their way to hell. Now, if there ain't no hell, he don't need to come back. To save from what? To save. What are you saving me from?
Uh-huh.
Seek and to save. Saving me from what? Think. Save me from what?
All right.
Save me from the gangsters down here? No.
All right, Reverend.
Save me from evil men? No. But save us from hell. I'm looking for folks who don't want to go to hell. I'm looking for folks who tired of mess. I'm looking for folks who want to go somewhere and rest when they leave here.
Yes, sir. All right, brother. Yeah.
We get these folks, Lord, how much? I know it's unpopular, but it's good stuff, though.
Watch folks.
They start in young age. I tell you what, I'm going to get myself a little insurance, honey. And I won't have nothing to worry about when I get old. Number one, who promised you to get old? You preparing for your old age down here, but what about eternity over yonder? Because when you prepare and get all that money, you may live to get 95, 105, getting them checks coming in, put them in the bank. And time you die, Jimmy got it, maybe got it. And you in hell.
Right.
They got your check.
Uh-huh.
You can't take that on. I know the old folks let them check, but you can't take that with you.
Yeah.
Right, crazy about them checks. Honey, the eagle gonna fly.
Right.
I know the eagle gonna fly.
Yeah.
You better make sure the angel gonna fly.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And carry your soul to be with the Lord. So what good Jesus coming here for if he ain't gonna come to keep us out of hell? Y'all know Jesus went to hell for us. He didn't have to go. It was him or us. He volunteered to go to hell to stay there 3 days and 3 nights to pay the debt, to keep us from going. Oh, how much. And y'all holiday is no hell.
It's a place of eternity separation from God and your loved one. From God. See, God ain't down there. In a sense, he owned everything, but his mercy is not present. He owned him, but his mercy is not present. You holler mercy all the folk want. Ain't God can't hear you. It's judgment time now. All right? Now, a separation from him eternally, now separate from your loved one. My mama saved, but you lost.
All right.
Won't see you no more. My brother saved, but your sister lost. Won't see one another no more.
That's right.
You know what mama told me? No old folks will scare you to death. And they were right. See, but folks don't talk about hell now. No repentance, no more, nothing like that. My mama told me, all right, if y'all don't give y'all life to Jesus, you're going to hell. You know what she said? She said, when we get up there, we ain't going to be crying. We're going to look at y'all and laugh at y'all.
That's right.
I know y'all look sound funny listening to this. See, God going to change us. The Bible said no more sorrow.
Yeah.
I ain't going to be worried about none of my loved ones.
That's right.
If it is, if I look over there and see some of my loved ones, God going to change. I don't know how he's going to do it. And see some of my loved ones over there, I can't get the sorrow because there ain't no more sorrow.
Right.
He's going to move out the way.
Hallelujah.
This that fleshly love here.
Yeah.
But that inside love, that spiritual love, that's the family right there. So it's an eternal separation. And so many times we get to holler, I want to go where my mommy is.